Without turning on the light, he imagined how the room would look. His wife stretched on the bed, uncovered and cold, like a body displayed on the lid of a tomb. Her eyes fixed to the ceiling by invisible threads of steel, immovable. And in her ears, the little seashells, the thimble radios tamped tight, and an electronic ocean of sound, of music and talk, and music and talk coming in on the shore of her unsleeping mind.